Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Happy midweek special. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today on this special podcast. This is where we talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last weekend's show, and of course, this weekend's show. And today, wanted to talk about a few different things out there, some crazy stuff going on. But first, let's talk about, it's Home Ownership Month first. So for all you guys out there, I think the National Association of Realtors is doing their thing with that, trying to promote home ownership, which of course promotes sales for them, which is cool. I know it's a tough market out there for many people. If you're in one of those states that, like we've talked about earlier, where people are moving to, you guys are attracting people, your business is booming. If you're in one of the states that people are moving from, well, like my state, then things are really, really slow out there. So I know plenty of people in my area that have gone farther east to get work because there's just not enough here. So for you guys out there that have those people moving in, your house values most likely will go up. And the rest of us that have, of course, people moving out, they have a potential to go down. So we'll see what happens with the marketplace out there. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on, and we'll see what happens this year. One thing I'm seeing in the news and I'm hearing from other people, homeowners insurance premiums are still surging. So 42% of the people out there are saying, from a late May Pew Research Center survey, 71% of homeowners have seen premiums rise in recent years, with 42% saying they've gone up substantially. So we're seeing that. So pay attention to that. Might be a good time to shop around, take a look and see what you've got. And more importantly, talk to your agent. Get on the phone. Don't let the computer do the math. Talk to them about your wine collection or your tools or whatever you've got that's maybe extraordinary. Make sure that you've got covered. Sometimes those take special riders. Sometimes you need that kind of thing. I sure did. So these are conversations you should have. It doesn't cost much. But I tell you what, if you're not covered, it's a big issue. So make sure you've got that covered. And then we're seeing wildfires, storms, and floods pushing things higher out there, of course. But really, we still have those every year. I think just what we're seeing out there with the different laws, we're seeing it costs so much more with new building code and everything else to rebuild a house, that will show up in, especially with the energy savings and stuff out there that are costing us a lot more. You will see that increase the house price of rebuilding a home. So make sure you are covered. And then of course, when you're having that conversation, make sure you've got two values. You have your land value of what that clean lot is worth, and what is the replacement value on the house. So make sure you've got coverage. Do you have asbestos? Do you have lead? Is an old house? Do you have an oil tank out there? Are you living in an area that has huge different codes for all those different things? Sometimes it can be very difficult to build a house back even with a fire, because building code has changed and they don't want you to be close to that lot line, or it's too close to the street, or one of those things. So be really careful out there. Make sure you've got your coverage and you've got it taken care of. And of course, June here, which is absolutely crazy, is where I really start talking about wildfires. And of course, hurricane season is just starting. So if anything, make sure that you're prepared, have your go bag put together. Make sure that you either have a really good safe, and I'm not talking about something you just went down to the home improvement store and got. Do your research. There are so many safes out there that are fire rated, but a small house fire will smoke stuff. So do your research, jump online, see the tests, see what the ratings are. Make sure you get something if you're going to do it. Make sure it's going to do what you think it's going to do. There's no sense spending money on a safe that is going to be, well, keep your pictures, photo albums, and things from burning, and it doesn't work. So just don't go down to your warehouse store and pick something up. Do your research, see what works, and make sure it's taken care of. So that's a big one there. Now, I've been looking at lumber prices. Lumber prices are not crazy out there. We haven't talked about it for a few months. We're seeing here in my area, OSB is under $10 a sheet. You're seeing under $4 for a 2x4 out there. So not too crazy. It's not the days of COVID where we were at $24 sheets of OSB, but still, it's not pre-pandemic levels, but it's back down to, well, it's a little bit more affordable out there. So that's good. Now, of course, we've got fuel costs and everything else that are adding fuel charges, surcharges onto things out there. So that will affect things. Hopefully, that will be over sooner than later. Now, I do want to step into recalls here real quick. This is where it gets interesting. There's a couple out there that I kind of shuddered to think. Geontex recalls lounge chairs due to amputation hazard. So there's about 1,155 of those out. I have no idea where you'd buy those, but yeah, that's not a good thing. No sense losing a finger over the lounge chair by the pool. That's not good. Joy Furniture recalls Talon and Royce living room furniture sets due to risk of serious injury from a fire hazard. The power switch on the sofa, love seat, or recliner can malfunction and overheat, posing a serious risk of injury from a fire hazard. There's about 10,400 of those. I wish they would put where these are coming from. I don't know where Joy Furniture is located or where you come through. It's nice when they come through Amazon because you can see where it is or anywhere else. But watch out for that. That's most of them there. There is mostly just it's kids stuff. It's furniture. It's the normal stuff. So if you have kids, babies, always go over to cpsc.gov/recalls. Take a look and see what's going on. Make sure you're going to be safe. Make sure that you've got everything covered over there. There's so much information over there. It's really easy to find. And I think the rest of it is pretty much normal stuff over there that we've seen over the last few weeks. Everything from Petzl America recalls Simba and Swan Easy Fit harnesses. Again, these are things that I'll be honest, I'm not going to buy some off-brand safety or climbing harness. That seems super sketch. But again, there's only 1,270 of them, so likelihood of you not having that is probably pretty good. We haven't talked about it on the show, but I do want to give a quick shout out to a great friend of the show, John King. He has been a long time and loyal supporter of Around the House. We have had him on the show a few times. He's talked steel. I've done TV with him. Great guy. He lost both of his boys with him and his wife in that Nippon Dynaworks implosion that was over in my area in Longview, Washington. He was one. Those two kids were, well, two of the, I think the 11 people that passed away over there. So thoughts and prayers go out to him. Shout out to my buddy, John King. I do have a GoFundMe up on our site that other people have put together. Just an amazing guy, amazing family, wife and kids. They have had so many challenges. And I tell you what, it just, when I saw this, it just made my heart break. And to see that Tyler and Brad were taken way too soon. And boy, just crazy when you see something like that in the news. And it's fairly local to us. It's within an hour drive time of here. But to see somebody lose both their kids, just absolutely shocking. And I just feel so bad for my friend. So if you want to help with that, I have a GoFundMe on the Around the House podcast, which is Around the House podcast over on Facebook. Just look it up over there. In other news, if you want to watch the complete video of our discussion last week with Cam Anderson from Blacktail Studios, the stuff that didn't make it, I've got the complete video up on our YouTube page. That is over at Around the House. So you can just head over to YouTube, go Around the House, Eric G. You can find it there. Or the link is on our website at aroundthehouseonline.com. You can find it over there on our main kind of long form video, and you can find it right there. So super cool. Great to have Cam on the show. We've been doing so much video on his channel. It was nice to kind of bring him over to this side a little bit. And we'll be doing more of that with other videos coming up. And then just a quick note here too. We got a great show coming up this weekend. I've got another surgery coming up here later this week, which won't affect the show. Just another catching up to me from doing too much stuff, little elbow surgery, minor details. So I'll be out having that done later this week, but no worries, no best of shows or anything like that. We've got stuff ready to rock. So we'll be good to go there. And make sure you're following us on our YouTube channel over there, because we are really growing with extended content. And here's the thing, guys, many times for our friends listening on the radio out there, we have a time slot that we have to fit. There's news, there's traffic, there's weather for all those stations out there. And many times, if you're listening on the radio, you won't hear all that long form interview. So you can hear it on the podcast right here, of course. And if you want to see the video version, you'll be able to see that over at Around the House, Eric G on our YouTube channel. So we've been posting up most of those over there. Some people, when they show up to do our interviews, let's put it this way. Maybe they're in their pajamas. Maybe the lighting's bad. They didn't think ahead on it. And even though we give them tips, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And the visual just isn't spot on. So we don't put that up with the show. Don't want to embarrass them. But sometimes those things just don't make it because we just want to make them their guests. I want to make sure they look in our best light. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. We got Father's Day coming up. We'll be doing another segment here soon on Father's Day gifts. I'm going to put up here in the next couple days. So take a look over to the roundthehouseonline.com. My favorite Father's Day gifts that you can see over there. A lot of great stuff. And that'll be on our shopping page, basically, where you can find our gift guide for Father's Day. And that'll be over at roundthehouseonline.com. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning into the show. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.